Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino. Monday, December 18, 2023. This is, of course, my pre-market report. Let's start off with this. So over the weekend, it seems that a lot of you are concerned, rightly so, about war expanding into 2024. Count on it. That's all I have to say is count on it. We are going to see much more war in 2024. And again, the mechanism here is very easy to understand. And we've covered this repeatedly, but let's put another perspective on this again. So what do we know is the number one way to create enormous amounts of borrowed dollars, to pull them into the system? The number one way, bar none, is war. Expanding war. What do we know must happen? Well, the system must be fueled with more debt. I understand where this is coming from. Apparently, okay, I'm just talking here, there was a cyber attack on Iran from Israel. Apparently, 70% of something or other here got shut down. I'm not even sure what it was. But yeah, so this is going to turn into more of a hot war moving forward. As you well know, people, let's talk about this, okay? I'm laughing, but it's an insanity on an unbelievable scale. In case you don't know, okay, maybe you don't know, but both the United States and Israel want to pull Iran in here for a multitude of reasons. All right, let's talk about crude oil. I've already outlined multiple times that my year-end price target for crude oil has been way off, way, way off. I expected 85 bucks. We're still in this bottoming phase here, but there must be a catalyst to allow crude oil to play. You understand? And crude oil is the lifeblood of the system. What better way? What better way? I'm laughing again. To provide a catalyst than to pull Iran directly. We already understand, okay, there's all this talk about the Houthis and their Iran back, then all this stuff that's going on over in Israel. You know, this is really Iran, and there's a lot of finger-pointing going on here, okay, duh. But they want, obviously, those that run this system, I'm talking about central banks who are the government, and they, again, manufacture these kind of things to allow them to fulfill their end game, and you know what that is, to become the lender and buyer of last resort here, to spread more of their product around the world in greater and greater amounts so they could finish their final solution to own the world. Well, this is, I think, the number one reason why we're going to see war expand in 2024. I would be shocked. I mean, honestly, we'll readdress this video during the year, at the end of next year, because I fully believe that Iran will be pulled in here. There was expect U.S. airstrikes on Iran, of course, and war in general to expand, more funding for war. This mechanism here must fuel the system. And that's how it works, and you understand that. A couple of other things, I mean, you know, with regard to the economy, we just found out again this morning that business activity here in the United States continues to contract. Business spending, which is a huge leading indicator, it's basically at a standstill. All right, but our economy is really, really strong. And you can tell because the stock market is at a record high. I'm joking here, obviously. There's no connection whatsoever. Oh, did you hear President Trump, by the way? President Trump says, let's see, something to the effect that the stock market being at a record high, although he did say the market would crash under Biden, the stock market being at a record high only makes the rich richer. But why was it during his tenure that it was all good? You see how these politicians work? It's a joke. And I think most of you are aware of it. Anyway, we can see through their facade, their nonsense, their rhetoric. None of them are on your side. I don't care how much you believe in them. They're not, okay? We don't have any representation anymore. This has just gone completely off the rails. Anyway, so again, I'm addressing this issue with war because I do check my email, believe me, and it seems like I believe this is all because of this cyber attack Israel's cyber attack on Iran, which shut down a large percentage of whatever, I think, energy. I don't know. Imagine my shock there. But that's where we're going here. Expect Iran to be pulled directly in. Forget about whatever factions that they may or may not be supporting. The U.S. and Israel want to drag Iran in here. This is obviously being central bank inspired, and that's going to boost crude oil, in my opinion here. That's just the way I feel, and I think most of you would probably agree, but I do want to hear from you on that. Okay, with all that, let's put that over to the side right now. So I want you to consider what I'm about to say. We've just had the best 7 or 8 weeks in this market. We haven't seen anything like it for 6 years. And this has all been inspired by the promise of more easy money by the Federal Reserve. It's going to pump this market even higher as they destroy the economy faster. Understand? And you know this. The faster the economy collapses around the world, and we are, it's an unbelievable thing, too. People continue to borrow, swipe those credit cards. It's almost like they're dancing on the Titanic here. But I guess people feel like, okay, you know what? If I'm going to go down, I'm going to go down big time. And again, with personal debt, household debt, consumer debt continuing to soar higher, people can't make ends meet, tapping into their home equity, older people who can't retire anymore. Forget about it. They're going to work until they're dead, just trying to make ends meet. Inflation going to continue to rise moving forward. You know all this already. I mean, the illusion of the market is being kept very, very real, as you and I expected to, as well. So we're going to see more of that moving forward here, people. So with the economy, it's dead and buried. The consumer, they're dead. They don't even know it yet. They're zombies. And the Fed is going to make sure they finish their, I really feel that 24 may be the end game where they finish their final solution to own it all, or a big effort here. And we'll see moving forward where this goes. Okay. Continue to watch risk in this market and use the MMRI, Manorino Market Risk Indicator, link in the description of this video. Watch the relative strength of the dollar. I promise to keep all of you on top of this. We can't be beaten. It's an impossibility, at least in my view. We're so far ahead of the curve on this. Anyway, going back to the market, stock futures are higher this morning. It's an incredible thing to witness here. Just think about it. Just because the market can taste what the Federal Reserve is about to do, we're hitting record high, record high, record high, record high, record high. They haven't even done it yet. Wait till the Federal Reserve starts cutting rates. The market's going to go crazy. The market's going to go absolutely nuts. In my view, and the Fed is going to be forcing, or how do I say this? I guess forcing is a good word. A buy it all scenario. Buy everything. People are going to go nuts here. There's going to be a lot of FOMO here. You're going to see, once crude oil catches a catalyst here, and it may be with this whole thing, the BP, British Petroleum, is now the next one that's shutting down transporting crude in the Red Sea. It's all being set up. Can't you see what's going on here? It should be pretty easy with regard to pulling Iran directly in here. They can set it up however they want to. You remember the weapons of mass destruction? They knew that were there, but they couldn't find it, but they were there. They're using the same tactics yet again. And people are being duped, and they'll fall for it, as they always do. And it's just not going to stop. Anyway, looking back over at the market again real quick. 10-year yield, 3.91. Pretty steady as of late. It's going lower, much lower in my opinion. Dollar strength this morning, flat. Crude oil catching a bid. Cryptocurrencies under pressure. Gold and silver catching a little bid right here. That's where we stand here, people. That's where we're at. But the takeaway from this video is in 24, there's going to be a lot more war. Hey, that rhymes, doesn't it? 24, more war. Yeah. A lot more war, a lot more pain, a lot more suffering, a lot more death, a lot more fakery, a lot more distractions, deceptions, distortions of the truth on an unprecedented scale. I mean, they got away with it. They can get away with whatever they want. There's no accountability anymore. Zero. It has been no accountability for many years. but it just, it's really gone completely off the rails. All right, people, pretty much that's where we stand. Again, I want to hear from you. Please comment. Tell me if you like the video, you hate it. Those thumbs up are extremely valuable. Let's get this video out there. I will see you, all of you, at least I hope so, at the live stream, 4:05 p.m. Eastern Time. That's it, people. I think we covered it all. I'll see you later.